Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
And now it's time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The people who write parking tickets in San Francisco rallied outside of their department headquarters in the city today, saying plans to have them write more tickets will make their jobs more dangerous. So, Phil, is the city of San Francisco just trying to hit a quota here?
Well, that's one of the big questions out there. What we have here is a crackdown coming from the Metropolitan Transportation Agency, which oversees Muni and the streets, and that includes parking. And there's been a lot of issues, and we've been reporting them about safety on the streets. And part of that is our parking laws being enforced. In other words, are you too close to an intersection so you block the view? Are you blocking somebody's driveway? Are you halfway in a red zone? Are you, what are the safety issues here? And neighbors are supposedly complaining. So the head of the MTA, Jeffrey Tumlin, said, okay, we're going to start this crackdown. And what we're going to do is sort of flood the zone. Every week, we're going to go to a different supervisorial district and spend a week there issuing extra tickets that we wouldn't normally, because we wouldn't have that many people there. And we're going to be there doing that about every 3 months. We're going to come rolling through. And these MTA officers, you know, they have a right to be nervous about this. I've known them over the years. They're very nice people as a rule, but they're stuck in a very, very ugly situation. And people really get ticked off when they get ticketed. And these people have very little backup when they're out there on their own. And when you're up the enforcement, you up the danger level as well.
So they had this protest outside of the headquarters this afternoon. My question to you is, will the city listen? I mean, is there any chance they backtrack on this plan?
There is a chance. We'll see. But there's pressure coming from a number of sides. Like I said, first one is the safety issue, but there's a second one. The Muni agency is facing a $220 million deficit. We've been reporting that as well. Are they on the verge of a financial cliff? Fares on the bus system and a rail system are only about, 56% of what they were pre-pandemic, so they're not making a lot of money there. Parking revenues are down because there's fewer people driving. And tickets bring in about $75 million a year. All right, that is a good chunk of change, and that is a tempting way for them to say, let's get that pressure. You know, we can make money that way. Other ideas that they've floated, like extending parking metering hours into weekends or at the night, have fallen flat because of public opposition. Raising fares is not an attractive proposition. So where are you going to get the money? You can get the money from tickets. And we're talking real money here, because if you park partially in a bike lane, you're up for $106. If you are partially in a crosswalk, it's $83. If you just overstay the meter, that's $101. Now, you want to be around when you hand somebody a $101 bill saying you owe me, this city, $101. It's one thing if you come back to your car and it's ticketed. It's another thing if the PCO officer's there and there's a real question about, hey, I'm only a foot in the red. Why are you giving me this $100 ticket? things can get heated fast. We'll see how this goes.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.